We're at the Georgia Home Theater in Atlanta, and if you're in the market for a new high-definition or HD TV, it's easy to get overwhelmed by the letters and the numbers and the sales pitch, so we are going to arm you with some knowledge to impress those salespeople. And joining us now to help us with that is Brian Cooley, editor-at-large with CNET. So, Brian, if people are shopping for an HD or high-definition TV, resolution becomes a big issue.
Yeah.
What does that mean exactly?
It's a whole new spec you probably never had to deal with before, because the last time you bought a TV, if it's a regular CRT television, there was no discussion of resolution. Now, with modern TVs, we get into it. Here's what it means. Let's say a set is called a 720p resolution TV. That means 720 lines from top to bottom of picture detail. Compare that to a DVD, which is only 480. So you can see why HD looks better.
Wow, almost twice as good.
Almost twice.
Okay.
Now, the P at the end of that means progressive. That means every one of those lines is repainted, if you will, many times a second. The other version of that is I, or interlaced. You'll see that sometimes at the end of the number. And that means every other line is repainted every time the picture is flashed on the screen, which is how TV works. P is better than I. It tends to look smoother. You'll see fewer jaggy edges and less blurring or smearing of fast action on a progressive signal going into a progressive set. Everything has to match. Interlaced is a little less desirable, but still looks fabulous. Now, the bottom line is you're going to see most sets are called 720p sets, but that doesn't mean they can only show that. They can also show 1080i signals, which are also fairly common.
So 1080 being 1,080 lines versus 720
lines.
Right,
more
lines,
okay. But the 720 set can show it. It does some math internally that makes it all fit and look great. So don't feel like there's any incompatibility. The main line of sets are 720s, and they can show all the pictures. But the ideal set for the future, if you're a connoisseur, would be a 1080p, the most resolution and the best scan. And that's if you really want to spend some big money.
Right,
those
so
are
the
pretty
money
rare.
Goes up for the better resolution.
A lot.
And the P.
Yes.
All right. Well, thanks for defining high definition. Brian Cooley with CNET. We appreciate it.
Happy to do it.